All right, let's join Dorsey Hager on behalf of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Again, the website to go to is columbusconstruction.org. Dorsey, we have a lot to talk about. I mentioned at the top of the show about the effect of the tariffs of the Trump administration, but you just heard me talk about mental health awareness. And you know, you've been to a number of conferences, and Sean McGarvey is very passionate about this subject. I'd like to get your opinion on what's going on, especially in Central Ohio. There's a lot of resources out there, and hopefully members who need those resources are connecting with them. I'd like to get your point of view. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. You know, obviously mental health is something that I think here in our society, especially in the United States, and even maybe more so in the Midwest, that we take somewhat lightly because of, you know, male machismo or machoism or whatever. And, you know, when I first started my career as a journeyman, I was fortunate enough to gain nuclear clearance, and I worked in nuclear facilities all across the country. I worked in Davis-Besse in Toledo, worked in Perry there in Cleveland, worked in Peach Bottom in Delta, Pennsylvania. And I remember we took a mental health course as a part of our pre-orientation to be able to get our nuclear clearance to go in there. They talked about a lot about mental health, talked about taking care of your union brothers and sisters, talked about communication, but also talked about awareness and having an idea of what somebody that you're working with every day, maybe even staying with, somebody that's on your crew, maybe what they may be going through, and being able to look for triggers, you know. Obviously, back then, we were taught to look for aberrant behavior, you know, maybe somebody that kind of flew off the handle at a moment's at a glance, or maybe somebody that came into work late or was a little tardy. But it's more than that. It could be somebody that's coming into work real early or changing their schedule, you know, a different behavior. And you never know what somebody's going through. You know, somebody may be very productive, may be very talkative, communicative, easy to deal with at work. And then you see some of these changes, and it could be something in their home life, could be something with their family, could be something with their wife, their kids, their mother, you know, their father. And this kind of has hit home here in Columbus and Central Ohio. You know, we had a very popular, very hardworking business manager last year take his own life because he was going through some personal problems. And then we had a business manager just a few months ago take his own life. And I kind of took a minute at the Ohio State Building Trades, our last board meeting that I sit on, and it was kind of the same speech that I gave to our delegates and the same speech I gave to our managers and agents. We're all doing more with less. You know, my office sits in the IBW 683 hall. When I took this job 11 years ago, they had 900 members. They have close to 3,000 members now. You know, we have cell phones now, so you're constantly in touch with not only your contractors, your end users, your customers, but also your members. And it's very hard to get that release or to get that time off or get that time to regenerate and rejuvenate. And we're seeing it not only take effect on our members, but also take an effect on our officers. And it's very difficult. And I think there's times when we got to take a breath and we have to just, you know, talk to each other, spend some time with each other without work, without discussing work, you know, discuss family, discuss what's going on in everyone's life, because that's why we do this. We do this to provide for our families, provide for ourselves. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, and it's unfortunate, but I know that we're trying to get back to that here. I'll try to go and see some of my managers or agents in their office setting. And when I go, I don't ask them how many people are on the out of work list or how many open calls do they have or what job are they chasing now. I talk to them about, you know, what's going on, how are things, you know, going, what can I do to help? Do you guys need any assistance here? Because I think it's important. And, you know, it's like I tell our managers and agents every time I see them, I did your job for 12 years. I know how difficult it is. You've got the international, you've got members, you've got contractors, you got customers, you got end users, you're dealing with, you know, issues in the economy or the market that maybe you can't take care of single-handedly that are beyond your control. And these are really, really tough jobs, and they're getting tougher and tougher every day. So I'm glad that you're bringing awareness to this. I had a long conversation with Pete Emilini, Gina Walsh, and our retired international training director from the International Insulators, Tommy Hahn, when I was in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. And They're doing a lot to get information out to the members. They're doing a lot to put more about suicide prevention and again, just general awareness in our apprenticeship programs and our curriculum. And they're coming up with things like a hotline where you can call if you need somebody to talk to. They're coming up with poker chips. Our trustees that are on our health and welfare funds are making sure that mental health visits are covered and taken as seriously, just like a routine physical is,
right?
Because, you know, a lot of people suffer more from mental health than they do from physical health, which is unfortunate. So I want to commend you for what you're doing on the show and bringing awareness to this, because it is an important subject. And unfortunately, here in Columbus, Central Ohio, it's hit close to home, far too close to home for us a couple times in the last 12 months. So it's unfortunate.
Well, Dorsey, you know, as a union brother, we talk a whole lot about physical safety on the job because, you know, construction, let's be honest here, it could be very dangerous at times. And in the apprenticeship programs, they go out of their way to teach safety. It's so important. There's physical safety, so important, you know, the hard hats, the boots and all that good stuff. But what about your mental health? What about that part? And I had a great conversation with Dr. Sally Spencer Thomas, and that's going to be posted on Monday. And she brought up that point, and she said, "You know, we got to do better on that. We're making progress. Let's be honest, we're making progress, but we have to do a lot more." So thanks for sharing the stories there, and I'm sorry about losing your members down there in Central Ohio. All right, let's switch gears here, because the economy was doing pretty well until these tariffs started happening. It actually, the market started going down when Trump announced it, and now we're seeing the effects. Talk to me about what's going on in Central Ohio. Last time you and I were on the show, Intel, well, they've got some internal problems there, and this was before the tariffs were announced, and they got new management there, but now I'm reading about Microsoft. What's going on there, Dorsey?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We talked about a year ago about a huge announcement that Microsoft made here in the Columbus and Central Ohio area, where they bought land for three campuses. The proposed plans were multiple data centers on each campus, as well as two cogens, which are natural gas, burning and going through the turbine to produce electricity to power those data centers. And Microsoft announced 2 weeks ago that they were pausing plans to construct those data centers, to build those two gas plants. The data centers alone were about $1 billion in construction. So you're talking a lot of man hours. You're talking about a lot of jobs for a lot of union folks, not only in the construction, but also the maintenance of that. And they didn't cite any reasons, but it was right after a lot of the issues with the tariffs, a lot of volatility in the markets had happened. And, you know, we talk to our members and stuff, and we're all proud union folks. We want to, you know, buy union made products and made here in the USA. And it's unfortunate that some of these manufacturing plants that we're building, or some of these data centers, or maybe even some of these healthcare facilities, the technology here in the United States just isn't there. And some of the things and the components that we need to go into these are just not there. So when you see these tariffs, and you see what they're already starting to do to the supply chain, it's having an effect on everything that we bring into this country or that we export out. And it's also having residual effects on a lot of building materials with our neighbors from the north, Canada, for things that we get here as well. And, you know, you top that news for Microsoft on with UPS closing 27 facilities and laying off 20,000 union workers. You know, that's a heck of a hit. There's rumblings around Central Ohio that this is not the first to come, that there is going to be some more projects that are going to be paused or maybe even discontinued altogether until they can figure out what's going to happen with the tariffs and also with the market and also the supply chain and how it's going to affect costs on goods and materials. There's also rumblings around Central Ohio that the airport, the $2 billion airport, the brand new terminal that, you know, I think they broke ground about 6 months ago, and there's rumblings that they're already, over budget, because of increased, material costs that they did not expect. So this is going to have an effect on everybody. Unfortunately, Flash, you and I are old enough to see, we've seen this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
When they look to cut costs, the first place they look is, unfortunately, is labor. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Right now in Columbus and Central Ohio, all our union halls are still busy. All of them are empty. We're not as busy as we were 6 months ago, but we're still pretty busy. And we're hoping that what's happening out of D.C. does not have an adverse effect on not only the economy nationally and globally, but also the market here in Columbus and Central Ohio, because we've really got things humming the last 2 to 3 years. And, you know, we're just hoping for them to continue on.
Sadly, everything seems to have come to a grinding halt here. And hopefully maybe the administration will have a change of heart here. I know they've paused some of these tariffs, but every day something different. No doubt about that. Dorsey Hager, who is joining us as our featured guest today, longtime supporter of America's Workforce on behalf of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Let's go back to our live line. Rejoin Dorsey Hager. I'm not surprising you on any of that information that I just laid on you regarding union busting. It happens. It's happening as we're doing this podcast. No doubt about that. Let's talk about Amgen. And I understand, you know, in the first segment, we're talking about the pause here with Microsoft. Intel is still, you know, up in the air down there. It's going to happen. The governor said it's going to happen. It's just not going to happen right away. What's going on with Amgen here, Dorsey?
So Amgen did a groundbreaking a few years ago and built their first manufacturing facility here in Columbus and Central Ohio. And it was about a $350 million project, incredibly successful, employed a lot of the trades. Obviously, in the pharmaceutical industry, when you're producing stuff like that, there's a lot of clean room work that uses a lot of sheet metal workers. There's a lot of equipment installation, which uses a lot of IBEW members. And then there's a lot of the other mechanical trades like the plumbers and the fitters and the insulators. But it was an incredibly tremendous project, but very well, very successful. So Amgen stated back then that they were going to build out on that land that they had purchased and they were going to expand that campus. And last Friday, there was a groundbreaking where they announced a $900 million investment to expand that facility there. And there's several reasons. I met with Darren Johnson from Amgen, who I've met through my connections with PILMA, which is the pharmaceutical industry's kind of their labor management cooperative, their conference that, you know, they invite me to attend at, and I've spoke at in the past, but it happens every year. But developed some incredible relationships, ones with Darren Johnson. I met with him the day before the groundbreaking, and we discussed Amgen's plans. But, you know, also he talked about Central Ohio and, you know, with all the research facilities, with the Ohio State University, with all the other colleges we have here in Columbus, Central Ohio, producing a lot of talent. And there's a lot of other pharmaceutical companies that are looking here at Columbus and Central Ohio because of what we have to offer and the labor force that we have. So I don't think this will be the last announcement from Amgen, and I don't think this will be the last announcement in the pharmaceutical industry. You know, we're always reaching out. We're always trying to make those connections. We're always trying to do what we do to help bring other entities here to Columbus and Central Ohio. And I think that we're going to see that happen in the future, but incredibly excited for Amgen. You know, $900 million project. It seems like that's the Mendoza line here lately, Flash. You know, it's $900 million here, $900 million there, $900 million over here. So incredibly excited about that. It's going to produce a lot of opportunities for a lot of our members.
$900 million here, $900 million there. Yeah, it adds up. No question. Well, that's certainly some good news. All right, one more here. I know you do a whole lot of outreach, and you're always trying to build up the apprenticeship programs, going to the schools, and in this case, minorities. What's the story here, Dorsey?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, obviously, you know, there's been a big push with customers and end users on trying to get minority contractor involvement on projects and trying to get a lot of these folks to grow their businesses to be able to do the work here in Columbus and Central Ohio. So we've been doing a lot of outreach, not only with our own contractors, but open shop contractors as well, minority contractors. And Pat Hook and myself met with Bridget Toops, does a lot of outreach for us and a lot of some marketing and helps us out on the political side. And we met with Columbus Councilman Rob Dorns, who's an IBEW member, and Jason Jenkins, who's a diversity, equity, and inclusion director for the city of Columbus. And we talked about doing a minority contractor outreach event to talk to some of these minority contractors in Columbus and Central Ohio to not only let them know the benefits of being a signatory contractor, what it can do to help them with recruitment, apprenticeship, workforce development, you know, obviously giving access to health and welfare funds, pension funds, and all that, you know, for their employees and themselves, but also how it can help their business grow. Because the one harsh reality that a lot of these folks in Columbus and Central Ohio, I don't think still have come to the understanding, is if you're a 7-person or 10-person or 15-person contracting company, and, you know, we talk about Intel, we talk about Honda, we talk about Amgen, these, you know, $900 billion, $20 billion projects, you're not going to have the opportunity to do work on these projects with 10 or 15 people. The only way that you're going to get the opportunity to work on these projects is if you have access to our union halls and some of the most highly skilled, highly trained individuals anywhere, not only in the country, but in the world. And if some of these folks don't see this here pretty quick, you know, we're already seeing huge, huge, not only national, but multinational companies come to Columbus and hang a shingle out because they know where the work is and they know where the opportunity is. And obviously we want to cultivate local contractors, but, you know, if they don't step up their game and try to do this and work with us, there's going to be other companies that are going to come in and are going to do this. So we had a great session with them. Like I said, we talked about all the benefits of not only our collective bargaining agreements, but also project labor agreements, community benefit agreements. We had about 40 contractors in attendance. There was more than a handful that reached out to me and asked what the next steps were and what rep, depending on the trade that they worked with, did they need to talk to, just to learn more about their agreement and how it can help their business grow. So it was great. I hope it's something that we do again here very soon, because I know there were some people that could not attend. And I think it's something that we need to do a couple times a year just to make sure that we're continuing to do this outreach and continuing to not only grow our contractor base, but grow the contractor base here locally in Columbus and Central Ohio.
Dorsey, you brought up DEI, which has been attacked by the current administration. And from your conversation right now, I get the sense that they're not listening to Washington in Central Ohio. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. And I had somebody call me a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, what is the local building trades doing now that a lot of these DEI initiatives are being discontinued on the federal level? And it's like I said to them, before there was this emphasis on DEI, and long after, there's going to be an emphasis on DEI. The Columbus Building Trades is going to do what we've always done. We're going to reach out to women. We're going to reach out to veterans. We're going to reach out to minorities, people of color. We're going to reach out to folks that live in some of these underrepresented and underserved communities. And we're going to make sure that they know about these great middle class opportunities that are in the building trades and how they can get on that path to the middle class as well. And we're going to continue to do that. You know, our outreach guy who runs our pre-apprenticeship program, Eli Wenzel, he worked with Trent Parker at IBW 683. And they had an outreach event a couple of weeks ago that, again, Bridget did a great job on social media and marketing, as did BMA, our folks, marketing this event. We had over 200 people walk through the door in the first 5 minutes. So I know there's a lot of folks in Columbus and Central Ohio, even though the unemployment rate is very low, that are looking for these great opportunities that would give them the chance to make six figures with great benefit package. And we want to make sure that we're rounding up all those folks and getting them these opportunities, because we need them and we're going to need them in the future.
You got it. All right. We'll leave it on that note. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. You could follow them on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Build Central OH. You take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you next month, okay?
And hopefully next month when we're talking, we're still talking about the Cavs marching towards the NBA title. So they swept those pesky Heat that kind of went down in game four without a fight, which was nice, and it's now on to the Pacers. So spring is here. It's awesome. NBA playoff basketball and Guardians baseball. So this is good stuff, Flash.
Yeah. And a nice win with the Guardians last night, too. All right, good Dorsey. You take care. Again, we'll talk to you next month.